Now look at part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a teenage radio DJ called Caleb, who does a show for a local radio station.
Welcome to the programme, Caleb. You work part-time as a DJ on local radio as well as studying. When did you first want to become a DJ?
My uncle actually once worked as a DJ. He used to tell me stories about his job and about all the latest bands he'd been to see. But I didn't really think I'd like to do that until I saw a film about a famous DJ on the internet.
How did you feel during your first show?
It was a mid-afternoon program when most people are at work or school. So I didn't have to worry about having a huge audience. Once I started, I was glad I'd prepared everything before the show, because talking, which is something that normally comes really easily to me, suddenly seemed extremely difficult.
Do you play songs you like or songs your listeners ask for?
A bit of both. I always mix a few of the ones I prefer, which have to tell a story or say things that really make me think, with the ones listeners want. Most people ask for songs with tunes that aren't too difficult on the ear, with guitars and drums and so on, which people are used to hearing.
You do interviews on your show, too. Who are the most interesting people to interview?
I get the most positive comments from listeners when I speak to footballers or basketball players. But I guess that's because they're popular sports. Personally, I have more fun when I'm talking to people who are involved in politics, although actors come a close second. They often have funny stories to tell, too.
Have you had any embarrassing moments during your show?
Plenty. I've introduced a particular song, then put a totally different one on. I once read out the previous week's weather forecast, which had been left in the studio by mistake. The worst, though, was when I just couldn't remember the questions I'd planned to ask a really famous guest. There was silence for several seconds, which isn't great on the radio.
You work part-time as a DJ at the moment. What are your plans for the future?
I'd love to get into full-time, paid radio work. There are so few opportunities, so I can't see it happening. I think I'll have more chance of introducing shows on television, so that's what I'm aiming for. I wondered about trying to develop my skills as a singer, too, but I honestly don't think I'm good enough.
Thanks, Caleb.
Now listen again.
Welcome to the programme, Caleb. You work part-time as a DJ on local radio as well as studying. When did you first want to become a DJ?
My uncle actually once worked as a DJ. He used to tell me stories about his job and about all the latest bands he'd been to see. But I didn't really think I'd like to do that until I saw a film about a famous DJ on the internet.
How did you feel during your first show?
It was a mid-afternoon program when most people are at work or school, so I didn't have to worry about having a huge audience. Once I started, I was glad I'd prepared everything before the show, because talking, which is something that normally comes really easily to me, suddenly seemed extremely difficult.
Do you play songs you like or songs your listeners ask for?
A bit of both. I always mix a few of the ones I prefer, which have to tell a story or say things that really make me think, with the ones listeners want. Most people ask for songs with tunes that aren't too difficult on the ear, with guitars and drums and so on, which people are used to hearing.
You do interviews on your show, too. Who are the most interesting people to interview?
I get the most positive comments from listeners when I speak to footballers or basketball players. But I guess that's because they're popular sports. Personally, I have more fun when I'm talking to people who are involved in politics, although actors come a close second. They often have funny stories to tell, too.
Have you had any embarrassing moments during your show?
Plenty. I've introduced a particular song, then put a totally different one on. I once read out the previous week's weather forecast, which had been left in the studio by mistake. The worst, though, was when I just couldn't remember the questions I'd planned to ask a really famous guest. There was silence for several seconds, which isn't great on the radio.
You work part-time as a DJ at the moment. What are your plans for the future?
I'd love to get into full-time, paid radio work. There are so few opportunities, so I can't see it happening. I think I'll have more chance of introducing shows on television, so that's what I'm aiming for. I wondered about trying to develop my skills as a singer, too, but I honestly don't think I'm good enough.
Thanks, Caleb.
That is the end of part 4.